Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Aid Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministry. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is A Journey of the Heart. As Christians, hopefully we have either heard or read most, if not all, of the Bible. Sometimes we discover something completely new in a Bible story, even though we've heard or read it many times before. Please join me in today's message as I reveal a recent discovery for me. In the account from John 21, 15 to 19, when, after his resurrection, Jesus asked Peter three times if he loved him, I always understood that these three professions of love from Peter were juxtaposition to his previous three denials of Christ prior to his crucifixion. Just recently, however, I discovered that there was so much more going on in this exchange between Peter and Jesus. Much of the true meaning in this dialogue between Peter and Jesus has been lost in its translation into modern-day English. In Greek, there were three different words for our one word love. Using the Greek words really helped me to see this story in an entirely new light. In the Greek language, agapes, or agape, was used to mean unconditional or sacred love. The word philo was used to mean brotherly love. With this understanding of these two words, let's take a fresh look at the passages in John's Gospel. When Jesus questioned Peter the first time, he asks, "Do you love," using the word agape, "me, more than these," meaning the other disciples? Look closely at Peter's reply. "Yes, Lord, you know I love," philo is the word that was used, "you." In other words, Jesus asked Peter if his love for him was an unconditional sacred love. Peter replied honestly, based on where his faith and understanding of Jesus were at that point on his conversion journey, by telling Jesus that he had a brotherly love for him. Jesus pressed Peter a second time, "Do you love me?" again using the word agape. Again, Jesus was asking Peter if he had a sacred and unconditional love for him. Peter replied a second time, "Yes, Lord, you know I, philo, love you." In his second reply, Peter still used a different word than Jesus. These two exchanges are really important for you and me. Jesus had asked Peter for his unconditional love. Peter responded honestly by stating that his love for Jesus was not that deep yet. Jesus asks us for our unconditional love too. If we are honest, we most likely must respond like Peter. Our response might be, "Yes, Lord, I love you, but my love for you is not as unconditional and as sacred as I know you would want it to be." So what does Jesus do? Jesus meets Peter right where Peter is at. The third time Jesus asked Peter, he said, "Simon, son of John, do you philo me?" In other words, do you have a brotherly love for me? Notice this time that Jesus used Peter's term. Peter replies by saying, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I philo, brotherly love you." In his third response, two things happen. Finally, Peter answers our Lord with the same word for love, but this time Peter uses a new Greek word for the word know. Peter says, "Lord, you know," and the word for know is oides, everything. "You know," but this time he says, "ginoskis," that I philo you. We could possibly interpret this passage as Peter saying to Jesus, "You know everything about me, and you understand that at this time, my love for you is only a philo love." Jesus accepts Peter's answer, but he goes on to tell Peter he will undergo a journey of the heart. He points out to Peter that his love for him will move from a philo love to an agape love. He tells Peter that he will one day give his life for his Lord. It has often been said, God loves us just the way we are, but He loves us too much to leave us that way. That is what I discovered new by using the Greek text reading of this familiar passage. Jesus met Peter right where he was and yet expected more. Today, Jesus is ready to also meet us right where we are. However, we can never lose sight of the fact that He's calling us to an unconditional and sacred love too. Jesus is calling us to make a journey of the heart. Are we ready to move ourselves from a philo love of Jesus to an agape love for Him? Let's begin that journey now. Today I have three discussion questions for you to consider. Number one, is my love for Jesus unconditional? Number two, do my daily actions reflect an agape love for Him, so much so that I place my love of Jesus above everything else in life? Number three, Peter died for Jesus. What three things am I ready to put to death in my life that keep me from having an agape love for Him? Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I long to love Your Son more deeply. Please grant me the grace to achieve an agape love for Him. Amen. By way of a special note, I want to add that this past Saturday, I was scheduled to give a retreat at Holy Family Catholic Community in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. I came down with the flu and was unable to travel and therefore forced to cancel the retreat. I want to apologize to everyone there. I was looking forward to being with you, and I hope we can reschedule soon. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.